Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I pray that you can hear me and all is well. I can hear clearly through my phone. So I pray that you can hear. I pray that God will touch it and the show will go on without any issues. Hallelujah. In spite of my ignorance, the technology. Hallelujah. 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 Giving honor. Oh, God, I love that. Giving honor to God, who is my life, our life. In Him we move and have our being. Give honor to our Father, the Lord God. Hallelujah. High and lifted up. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the living God. Giving honor of ascending to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, giving honor to God, who is our life. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're glad in it. We're glad in it. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. Oh, yes, this is the day. Hallelujah. 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 That God ordained for us to come together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How sweet it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. To come and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. To read and hear the word of the living God. Hallelujah. The written word. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. And we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We thank you, Father, for your presence. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for this appointed time, this set time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 Call on our Father. Hallelujah. 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 I got joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, my God, hallelujah, and I am so grateful. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I pray that something will be said that will make a difference in your life through the reading and the prayer and the encouragement. Hallelujah, the plans that God has set for us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On my side, the sun hadn't come up, the light hadn't come forth, and now the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Before the rooster crows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the day break. Hallelujah. 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 Before the sun come forth. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for being a shield of defense. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. We hallelujah. Great is our God. Thank you for being our healer, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you sent your word and you healed your people. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We thank you for every morsel of bread that you allow to place in front of us this morning and this day, God. We give you glory. We thank you for roof over our head, Almighty God, and those that find themselves out in the weather. Almighty God, we ask that you be a covering for them, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is impossible for you. So we thank you. Send a warmth around them, Almighty God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for doing it. Send a warmth around them, Almighty God. Oh, your love and your kindness, your peace, your joy. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 There may be some who are lost. Let them find their way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Physically, spiritually, and emotionally, God. Hallelujah. Let them find their way. Ooh, glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. There are some who think they have all the answers. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy towards them. Touch their hearts, Almighty God. Open their minds of understanding and let them know they don't have all the answers. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. You are awesome in all your ways. Yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. There are some that may not even have lights and gas, Almighty God. Oh, God, help them, Almighty God. Do a miracle. Let a miracle be performed in their life, Almighty God. Woo! That will just sustain them. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God, your power, your power. Hallelujah. Almighty God, our Father, thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. Some that's lying in the bed and they're sick and no one knows it. Oh, Father, we thank you. We ask that you heal them right now. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, heal them. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, heal them, Almighty God. Restore, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Comfort, Rebestaka. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Peace on the job. The nurses and the doctors, the front line. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, God, make ways for them out of no way. Hallelujah. Touch their minds, their hearts, their compassion, and their bodies. Oh, send them and release Almighty God in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, as only you can. Touch. Oh, that shotgun. We plead the blood of Yeshua over every hospital. Oh, yes, we do. Every medical center. Oh, yes, we do. And Father, we ask that you sanctify the medicines that they are taking and giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sanctify it, God. Remove any and every offense, God, in the name of Yeshua. Sanctify it, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. For you are our hope and our trust. Oh, protect them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this is the day that you have made. We ask that you remember your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your bishops, your apostles, your prophets, evangelists, your missionaries, your deacons, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Remember them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. In their respective places. Hallelujah. Remember them. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Refresh. Breathe over. Hallelujah. Renew, Almighty God. But joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy, Almighty God. Joy that only you can provide. Hallelujah. Give them, God. Give them a refreshing and let the wind blow refreshing and renewing over them and in them, Almighty God. Let your spirit flow. Oh, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. And those that need forgiving, forgiveness, forgiveness, God. Hallelujah. Refresh, renew, and restore. Hallelujah. Set fire, Holy Ghost fire. Oh, that will never burn out. Hallelujah. Glory. Empower them, Almighty God. From on high, with your truth, Almighty God. That it will be effective witnesses for you, God. Bold enough to preach the unadulterated truth, Almighty God. For your word is true. Hallelujah. Holy. Yes, it is. Holy boldness give to your people, Almighty God, that you've assigned to declare your word. Almighty God. Oh, build, God, and strengthen relationship with your God. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Brand new, God. Brand new. Brand new, Almighty God. And thank you for being our covenant, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Standing tall. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask that you grant traveling mercy on the highways and the byways, Almighty God. Protect all from incidents, from viruses and disease. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and they walk, traveling mercy, drive, fly, traveling mercy, ride, Almighty God, traveling mercy, Almighty God, protect your people, God, hallelujah, and your soul, all souls belong to you, Almighty God, Almighty God, hallelujah, we thank you, lead those in government with a heart of compassion, Almighty God. Those that are in authority, Almighty God, with a heart of compassion, not greed, hallelujah, but compassion, hallelujah, hallelujah, provide them with the things that they need, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they may be effective in their respective places, Almighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, a heart of compassion, Almighty God. We thank you, we praise you, acknowledge your sovereignty, Almighty God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us, hallelujah, to spend this time with you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Give an honor to God. Hallelujah. He is our life. Yes, you are, Almighty God. Times of suffering, our comforter, the lifter up of our head. Hallelujah. Our protector, our provider, our healer, our judge. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we release those that would despitefully misuse us and talk about us, that defame our name and our character. Oh, we ask that you forgive us. We forgive them, Almighty God. Feel your love. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting us free. Hallelujah. 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 For you love us and you have forgiven us. Ooh, of our offenses against you. Oh Lord, our God, our Father, we so love you this morning. For you first loved us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your wonder. Hallelujah. Your encouragement, your comfort, your peace, your shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Wholeness, completeness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for a personal relationship with you. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching our minds about this Sabbath. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for filling our mouth with words, Almighty God. And when the mouth is empty, let us shut it and zip it. Almighty God. Oh, glory be to your name. You're awesome. Yes, you are. You're our hiding place, Father. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Our mighty fortress. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are our Father. And we're so grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in our life and you're welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This time. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. Just for the sake of letting you know, for those who have never been on, tune in on the show, we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God, sons and daughters of God, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless you. Hallelujah. So insignificant. God is the ultimate solution. In Jesus' name.
All right, I'm coming. What's wrong? It's blessed.
Forgive me, I had to step away for a moment. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we just honor God for all for all he is and all that he is to us. And that's saying a lot when we say all he is. He's everything. He is the creator of everything. He is the creator. Hallelujah. For those who are familiar with us, and you know I'll stand those scriptures, and some will say, well, I know that by heart. Yeah, you mean? But when the winds come, hallelujah, you got to know it. It's got to be sealed in you. You got to know it without a shadow of a doubt. And when the Lord says, change the scriptures, we'll change the scriptures. But it just has to resonate. It's just flowing in us that we have the confidence that we know who we are praying to. Something I know who I'm praying to. But you know what? Sometimes, listen to me carefully, we begin to pray and it's just flowing without real thought and substance because we've been doing it so long. It's just a part of us, but it has lost its power. I think you're understanding what I'm saying. We like you get too familiar and too comfortable with it that you don't even think about what you're saying and how the power of what you're saying and the authority to whom you say, you're not even thinking about God. You're just rattling. So we don't want to be that way. We want to always keep it fresh and focused in our heart that we're praying to the Almighty God, the Holy One, the King, Adonai Elohim. Hallelujah. The King, the Master, the Creator, the Lord, the Lord. Hallelujah. So we want to keep it fresh. Not just say it with your eyes closed at the thought, but that it still has substance when we say, Father, Abba, Sikubai, Shamba, Kudadidia. When we say, Father, Hebba, Sidodiosa, Ramba, Kabaha, Shamba, Lididiosa, Obo, Shadadada, you can't imitate it. Abba, Sidodidios, Father. Hallelujah. We've grabbed hold to these words and they're alive and they're active and they're fresh and powerful. So when someone says, I need prayer, sometimes you're already praying for them before they say anything to you about it. Hallelujah. Because of the connection you have with your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we stand on this. I'm going to read from the Jewish Study Bible. Its first word is Bereshia. When God, which means beginning. When God began to create heaven and earth, the earth being unformed and void with darkness over the face of the deep, and a wind from God sweeping over the waters, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, a first day. Hallelujah. 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 There's so much I like to share, but I don't like to do too much when we have a pastor So if God leads you to study a little more, let him lead you into it, and you study, just pick up by a go to the Bible bookstore. There are still a few around. Or you could take your phone and you'll be surprised what you can find when you Google. People make fun of Google, but you can use it for a positive. Ask the Lord to lead you. You'll be surprised how he leads you in that regard. Okay, we're going to read Isaiah, same chapter, starting at the 28th verse. Okay. 37. And God created man. Okay. 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. They shall rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the cattle, the whole earth, and all the creeping things that creepeth on earth. 27. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. 28. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and increase. Fill the earth and master it, and rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all the living things that creepeth on earth. Hallelujah. Let's read the second chapter, Genesis, same book, first verse. The heaven and the earth was finished, and all their array. On the seventh day, God finished the work that he had been doing, and he ceased on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. And God blessed the seventh, declared it holy, because on it God ceased from all the work of creation that he had done. For such is the story of heaven and earth when they were created. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I just like reading this one sometimes. The translation is fairly good and close to the one that most of us read from the King James Version. Hallelujah. There are some differences in some places. Hallelujah. But it's not easy, from what I'm understanding, to do a word-for-word translation. So many use to the best of their understanding when they're translating. And I understand that there are some words that they simply can't translate. But we thank the Lord for the work that was done to maintain for us the holy written word of God. The word of God is holy. Hallelujah. But the written holy word of God, yes, the written holy word. I guess it's not. Hallelujah. The written holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which is alive. Isn't that amazing when you think about that the word is truly alive? It is alive. Hallelujah. So we receive it. So we know the one that we're praying to is the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Okay? The one who blew the breath of man, the breath of God into man, and man, oh my God, bless your name, became a living soul. Isn't that just wonderful? Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Glory. Glory, glory. That gives us comfort. And we know in whom we believe. We may not understand everything. And we may never understand it all. But we understand this. That he is our, oh my God, our Father, our Creator, the love of our soul, is our Lord, our Master, our King, our Protector, our Sealer, he says, our Provider, God that's more than enough. He's our everything. The very breath we breathe. He's the one that knows our purpose. So many times we say, well, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm going to do. That takes us to Isaiah. Okay, she keep on reading these scriptures the same way. I'm going to bust, so I'm going to stop listening to it. But it's going to be so good that it's going to be So God goes, open eyes and let you see more and more. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he does that, it's just amazing. Okay. Don't know what you don't know why you're here. You don't know what you are to do. Let's just do this. Let's read 2 Chronicles. We'll just change it up just a little bit. 7:10-14. And I know that most people read 2 Chronicles 7:14. But 7:13 says a lot right here. If I shut up heaven, and that's God saying it, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. You getting it? Think about it. Think about it. Let that just kind of go in there for a minute. He said, if he does, God says, if he shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Now, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal the land. Just saying. Hallelujah. Just saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So 7:43, Isaiah 43:7 says, even everyone that is called by my name, and it reads, everyone who identifies with my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You were made for the glory of God. You were called and you identified with him. Hallelujah. Now, since we identify, that says to me and us that we need to be reflectors of him on the earth. So if God sends these things, then what we need to do is turn first of all, we need to humble ourselves. Because so many times we think, I'm good. Everybody know I'm good. I'm saved. everybody know I'm saved. They call my name, but does God count you all right? Humble yourself. Before the Holy God. And measure up according to his will and according to his way, according to his word. Do you look like what he called holy and righteous? Or have you just gone to the other side of the fence and don't even recognize it because you got so comfortable and relaxed that you're declaring yourself holy and righteous and turning your nose up at others? The scripture says, God says, all souls are mine. All of them. All of them belong to him. Yeah, him too. Her too. Yes. All are special. God. Because we're made, oh, Pastor Corpus, bless the Lord, in his image and in his light. But the greatest gift that we can give our nation is Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You don't know what to do? You don't know what God has called you to do? Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Yeah, that's what you do. You don't have to say, well, I'm not a preacher. I don't pray like everybody. You know, it's amazing to me. You don't compare yourself to your brothers, your siblings. Oh, they talk to mom and daddy better than I do. Oh, I don't know how to talk to mom and daddy. Humble yourself before him. Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. He'll give you the strength to do it. He'll show you if you think that you don't know what it is that you're doing wrong. He'll show you. If you don't have any sin and you have not sinned, if you have, he'll show you. Uh-huh. But humble yourself before God. How about that? Yeah. Pride is not good. Pride is. But we humble ourselves. Oh, my God, bless your name. Humble yourself before him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves us all. He loves every one of us. So rest in that for today. Be joyful, but be confident in God. And if you've kind of gotten a little self-absorbed, you have power over that. You can change that. You haven't humbled yourself. Or whatever you do, you want to be recognized and applauded. You were created. Seven says, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. It's all for God's glory. Yep. That's what it says here. I know we think that we people need to be, I go back to the pastor I think I mentioned so many times. He said, you don't have the right to be heard because it's not about you. it's about God. Mm-hmm. And he exalts you, you will be exalted. Uh-huh. You don't have to try to make it for yourself. God does it. When he does it, you will be. Hallelujah. But we're working for the kingdom, so we want our Father to be lifted up. We want our Father to bless his holy name. We want our Father to be exalted. We want our Father to be glorified. He uses us to do on this earth that which will glorify him. Bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray and ask God to lead us and guide us into all truth and to show us how he wants to be worshiped. He wants to be ministered to. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Let's ask. He wants us to represent him on the earth. And I said this to say, 2 Chronicles 7. We'll talk about 13 later because so many have experienced, oh my God, this year, so many have experienced some mighty, mighty hard places in their life. And some have given up on God. And some are saying, God, I can't give up on you. Where will I go? You have the word. You are our very breath. So we cannot turn from you. Uh-huh. So pray for those that got weak and so devastated. Because there are a lot of people who have gone through far more than we could even comprehend. Yet there are some of us who have lost around us. Hallelujah. Bless his name. But the greatest gift that we can give our nation is to pray, humble ourselves, pray. Mm-hmm. Seek God's face. And turn from our way that he will heal the land and forgive our sin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, you and the land need healing. You're in the Philippines, the land needs healing. Spain, the land needs healing. The United States, the land needs healing. America, the land needs healing. Huh? The land needs healing. And God has faith who can make a difference. God's will, God's way. He has made you where you can do and make a difference. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Purpose in our heart. So now we know what we can do. And that is one of the best gifts that you can give this season. Hallelujah. Now 43:8 says, bring forth, here's the testimony. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have said. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Bless your name, Almighty God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who can let it? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt. Hallelujah. Joy of the Lord. The joy that God gives. The joy. There is none that can give you what on me or us, what God, about fickle. Great God Almighty. It does. Nothing can compare to it. Oh my. In some of my reading of ancient books, it says that Adam and Eve begged God not to let them be put out of the garden. He begged, said God directed them in the direction where they could not smell the fragrance, Almighty God, of the garden. That it would remind them opposed to what they had done. Almighty God. He couldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. And it was for their good. Said that he pleaded. He pleaded with God. Oh my God. God made a promise. And he kept his promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yes, he did. And I want to say something, but God, just hold it and let me say it later. I pray that God gives us the wisdom, open our eyes that we may see, and give us clarification of some of the things that we observe and some of the things that we do, and see if it's really pleasing in his sight. We want to be right with God, and give us the Holy Boldness, grace, and according to his will and his purpose. God is truly good, and he's worthy. He's worthy of us to live holy and righteous before him. He's worthy of us to seek to please him. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel, oh my God, of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I ponder that. That's a good place to ponder. And let's ask the Lord to just lead us in the path of righteousness and holiness, that we may be holy unto the Lord. Yeah. Pleasing in his sight, not ashamed of the gospel. There's no one can trip us and slip us because we know the gospel. So we need to get in it. Get understanding. The Holy Ghost is here to give us revelation, knowledge, illumination, understanding, clarity. The Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Oh, glory. Let's not want to go off into these tangents and trinity things, but be able to stand solid because we know in whom we believe. We know the word of God without a shadow of a doubt. We know who's in us. And we're standing firm on the rock. Hallelujah. We got our anchor hold, but it's not below. It's above. Hallelujah. Our anchor is sure. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Our anchor hold the solid rock. Oh, glory. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God. We thank him. We praise his name. Oh, I pray. Oh, I pray for you. I pray God's blessings upon you. He opens your mind, understanding. He opens my mind of understanding. He just fill us with his word. He illuminated. Oh God, hallelujah. Show us how to love him, how to worship him the way he want to be worshiped. Hallelujah. We didn't create him. He created us. He's the one that blew the breath of life. And man became a living soul. He gave us intellect. He gave us a spirit. We're a spirit. Hallelujah. How's been a body? We thank him. Hallelujah. For the capacity. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. To be strong in every way. Hallelujah. Yes, whoo, to be the fulfillment of what he has called us. Ha, 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 ha. Offspring, a child of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our reflection. Hallelujah. We're reflecting God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I just can't get, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, stronger and stronger. Every day to stand for the Lord. Stand, stand, stand strong. Hallelujah. Holy boldness, righteousness. We can stand strong and be helpers one to another. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture Oh, God is good. I love this, and God placed it on my heart as I shared with you before, and I just couldn't get enough of it. I mean, it just was what I had to have it. It was just, oh my goodness. And I'm coming to understand that a lot of times these blessings and certain things come in preparation for what you're about to go through, to remind us that He's with us. Yes. And sometimes when we're in the middle of it, He gives us scriptures, and they're empowering scriptures to take us through, to be an encouragement for us, because God does love us. And if you ever get a chance, read this in its original language, you really, really, really get a great appreciation for this. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. We're told that God spoke to Moses and told Moses to speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Our benediction. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in the security that you are a child of God. You belong to him. He loves you. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.